Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Dakota. That's Lacey. We might have other people on later. Who knows? And this is Roasting the World. No, guys, I know it's a little late and off from one of our normal days and whatnot, but I don't know. I got bored. We haven't done the show in a while. I'm going to jump on for a little bit and say what's up to everybody.
Sorry, Ryan's in the background, too.
Ryan's playing video games.
Yeah, he's on with his crew tonight, so he's got... Y'all get to hear little pieces of that.
But, shit, Lacey, you've been busy. Well, I'm going to get into too much detail because we'll do that on tomorrow night's show. But,
yeah.
How was your move? We'll just ask that. We won't get into too much detail about it, but how was your move? Did it anything work out?
I'm still getting settled and stuff. Like, I'm working on a lot of things, so, you know, which we'll go into detail about tomorrow night. You know, it's not about the moving as much as the unpacking afterwards and the adjusting afterwards, so.
The stressfulness of moving,
yeah.
Foreshadowing what tomorrow night's episode is, winky face.
Yeah, it is. tomorrow we're going to be talking about,
guys,
like...
He might make up words as he goes right now.
Hey, you know, I'm a little delusional. I haven't slept good, so, you know, I could be making up a whole other language for all you know. So,
for all you know, yeah, who knows? But,
and
yeah, it'll be fun, guys, and, it'd be a good episode, and then I got a personal question that I have to ask tomorrow. Well, I already sent it to you, but I got a personal advice question.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, besides that, everything going good with work?
I'm working a lot, and also it's ball season, too, so, which, all my kids are playing ball this year and multiple different ones. So, like Addie's in softball and soccer, and Michael was in basketball, but it's finally over, and now he's in baseball and soccer.
No, that's okay.
And then my goddaughter, she's doing softball as well. So I'm always on the go, always on the run. So. My car has, like, a basket full, like, of different Gatorades and different snacks and stuff. you know, because you never know when everything's going to happen. You're just not going to have time to do any, you know, stop and do anything. So,
right.
Yeah, it's fair.
Well, me, personally, I have just been working a lot, working on a few jokes and whatnot. My TikTok's actually kind of blowing up, which I think is weird, because I'm not really doing anything. I'm just posting, like, jokes.
Dude, I actually broke down today and made a TikTok, so.
That's what's up.
I'll
send you a follow or a request. I don't know what to
say.
I'll send you one.
I'm following you, I think, so all you have to do is follow
me back. I should be following you back. If not, let me know.
But, yeah, like, I'm going to start putting some of I got the videos that I put on my Facebook pages, too, but I'm just going to put them in both places, you know.
What I'm doing right now,
yeah,
I haven't did any videos yet. I am able to go live on there now because I got over 1,000 followers or whatever. So
yeah.
I got a thing when I got up to, I think 700 or 800 followers. I got a message from TikTok like, you are allowed to go live now. And I'm like, yeah. And I don't really know what to do because I asked some people, like, I've been, like, some of the people I follow on there that I see their lives. So I just, you know, like, shoot them a message like, hey, like, how's this all working or shit like that. And, like, they'll be like, you have to go, like, on, like, an hour a day, da 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 da. And just like, I don't know if I can commit to doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the time right now. There's a commitment to making, like, TikTok videos.
Bro, you son of a bitch!
And plus, I wouldn't know what
That's
to do
right.
for a whole hour to entertain everybody. Because, like, I'm a very boring person.
You're not a very boring person.
I mean, in a way I am, like, if you think about it, like, when I'm just, like, relaxed, not doing anything, and then I'm like, oh, let me record myself for an hour, this is going to be a very boring thing. It's going to be me just sitting here, like, listening to music on YouTube and fucking getting hired.
Well, look, I'm a big reader, and I know I've told you that before, and you knew that before, and I'm finally
here you go,
reading a library.
Read some books on there. Like, jump on there while I'm reading books and some books.
Well, you know, there's the whole, you know, big fandom with the book talks right now. So I figure I'll put in my 2 cents with that as well. But I'm
fine. A big fandom with the what?
Book talk.
What's it called?
Book talk. When you
explain.
Put in, like, book talk, like TikTok, you put the talk
behind
the book. And that's where everybody
talks,
like, their favorite books and their favorite, you know, series right now and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of those, and but I'm excited because I'm actually putting a library in my house for finally. Like I'm actually able to afford to do all that. So I've always had a bunch of books and stuff. I just have nowhere to put them, and they've been in storage a lot. So.
I have a bookshelf. I don't have a whole library. I have, like, a book, like, section on my shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, like, I only had...
Right now,
it's
a very small section. So,
I've had,
like
I
got a bunch of comic books.
Like, I try to keep my favorites on it. And
see, that's
the
me.
Rest
I'm
of
only,
them
that, yeah, see, that's me right now. I'm only trying to get my favorites. But, like, right now, I got, like, To Kill a Mockingbird. I got, Where the Red Fern Grows, and I got Tom Sawyer.
I've had that for a long time. Like, I have a lot of my
I got the graphic novel version of it. I don't know if you've seen the graphic novel version or not, but it's really good.
I've read the graphic novel one. We had to have it in high school, too, to read it, like our little pocketbooks. I don't know if anybody else remembers what they were called or what, but so I had the pocketbook version of it. And that was always my favorite because literally I could carry it anywhere and I could read it one sitting, you know.
Well,
what
I like about this version of it is it's hardback or hard copy, and it's like a comic book more or less because you get the pictures and everything. It's you know, it's like the graphic novel, so it's more like a comic book version of it, which that's what
gotcha.
I, you know, like it paints that picture as you're reading it type of deal.
Right.
And then I got
some
Goosebumps books, of course.
There's one book that I have been holding off not reading, and I need to read it all the way through. I've only read like the first little bit of it, and that is the I don't even want to butcher the name of it. It's the version of like Ninja Turtles where all of them die, the Rowan.
The last Rowan.
Yeah, so I have it, and it's like the full illustrated comic, and Brian got that for me for Christmas.
Well, thanks to you, I have a Batman Ninja Turtle crossover.
I got you the Batman, and he got me that one the same year. And,
Be jealous of this. I ordered a while back the Ninja Turtle Power Ranger crossover one.
Oh, I watched that as a kid, man. Like the show version of it.
Oh, the comics not even nowhere near it because they don't even have Venus or nothing like that in it. Like, I gotta let you borrow it. It's good.
Yeah, like, and I like the show version too, but the comics are always better.
But yeah, right now I'm working on, like, because you know how I collect a lot of stuff. I dropped my collection down a lot since I've been getting Elsie a lot more, and I've been trying to get everything like situated. So I've dropped my collection down a lot. Of course, I still got all my like old comics stuff like that, but I have like literally a Toy Story shelf.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, a Joker, Batman, Harley Quinn-ish shelf. I got, like, a Marvel shelf. I got, like, my comic book / like, bookshelf. You know, like, I got everything kind of separated right now. I'm trying to keep everything kind of, you know, this small, but it'll...
Well, like, I have, like, a lot of things that I collect, too, that I would like to display and stuff once I get the library completed. So, like, you know, I'm a big Friends fan, and so I got a lot of collectibles. A lot of them you got me for Christmases.
Oh, I got that Friends cup right behind. It's on my shelf of mugs.
Yeah.
It's sitting next to my giant Joker.
Yeah, I got that, and then I got a lot of Ninja Turtle memorabilia. You know, like, I'm a huge Ninja Turtle fan, and then I also have a lot of Dragon Ball Z stuff. So I would love to be able to actually display those too, you know. So,
well, when you get your library thing, that would be perfect for that. You can have, like, display case, you know, like, get it all set up and then.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So I've actually got it painted. I'm actually waiting for my brother to help me finish building the...
Oh, so you pretty much already have it kind of done then. That's what's up.
Yeah, like, I got it painted. I'm waiting for... there's, like, 3 bookshelves that I have to build left. That way everything can be... I already got 3, but I need 3 more built to be able to put everything in it. And then I've actually got my rug and my reading.
I don't know what just happened. I think she was attacked by Mario Brothers in the water. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, you're back. No, it was weird. I thought ghosts were attacking, or you went underwater. It kind of sounded like you dropped in the water, like, tonight. Oh, my God, you weren't on that episode. Like, a month ago, right?
Logan
was on, me and Logan were on a show, and we had a guest on, right? And Logan tells us before the show, hey, I'm camping. I'm down there fishing with my kids and da-da-da-da by the pond or lake or something. Halfway there to the show, we hear...
Yep.
Hello?
I'm here. Are you there?
Are you hearing that, or is that just me?
It's just you, I guess, because I don't hear you talking.
I'm hearing, like, I'm good, Raj.
Not on my end.
Time out. Hold on. Don't say anything. Okay, who's doing that right there? Who's doing and making weird noises?
I don't hear that at all.
What? Hello?
I don't hear anything.
Are you not hearing that?
No.
Like, there's somebody else, a third person, breathing into the phone right now.
No, I don't hear that.
Literally right now, because I just said it, they just did it.
No, I don't hear it. Is it somebody waiting?
There's a third person on this line right now. Make yourself known.
You boys in heaven.
Hello?
Like, I'm not even fucking with you right now. I literally was just hearing somebody going shh and talking.
I don't hear that, but it could be on your end. You got the.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's two on the thing. It's no, it's literally like it's coming off your phone. Like
there's
it's literally
no,
like.
No, well, there's nothing. It literally, I don't hear any of that.
That's craziness. Like I literally, like I put that on whatever you want me to put that on. I was hearing it. And we're live on air right now, so I'm making myself sound crazy, and you know I wouldn't do that without being for sure what I was hearing.
Anyway,
like, it literally was like a, it was like a third, okay, picture like a third, like, picture like a walkie-talkie, like the old school ones when you're, like that, that's just like what I just did right there, right? Picture that.
Are we cutting into somebody else's show, somebody else's time that's recording right now?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I thought was freaking weird because it was like a and it was like somebody was talking, but it was like mumble like and shit.
Like a radio station?
No, not really like a radio station. It was like
the radio.
And shit.
Yeah, when
that's
one
why
steps
I thought.
In
I thought maybe that's why I thought maybe somebody over there, like Ryan or somebody, was like messing around, you know, like in the background or something. But it literally sounded like for a split second you disappeared. The first time, right? And it was like, and that's what it did, right? Like it, like that kind of noise. And then it was like somebody was talking, and I was like, and it wasn't you. And then you pop back in, and then I'm like, oh, okay, it's some, like, she's messing around, or somebody's other's messing around. That's literally what it sounded like. Maybe we are hitting radio stations. I don't fucking blog tour.
I don't know.
It's
clear on my end. Like, I can hear you, and then when you tell me to be quiet or whatever, it's silent. I don't know.
Like, the weird thing was, like, it's clear with you now, and it's not doing the It's literally, like, I don't know how to explain it without you hearing it. White noise. You know what white noise is?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
white
noise,
like, yeah, that's what it sounded like, right? Like, and then, like, somebody talking. If we're getting ghosts through on this episode, awesome. Wrong episode. Y'all should have came on, like, a year ago when we had the Ghost Hunters on. Missed opportunity. B, please do it again so we can interview.
I do have to hop off your thing because I got work in the morning. So,
I want to go back and re-listen to it and see if I pick up the static on the thing.
All right. Well, I have to. You have to send me a link of it so I can go back and try to see if I can hear it too. But I can't right now. So.
All right. No, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for hopping on, Liz.
Anytime. Bye, everybody.
All right, well, Lacey has gotten off, guys. All right, that was the weirdest shit. And if anybody else agrees with me that's listening, yeah. All right, I'm going to drop off here to you guys. Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.